Lunch Punch met Franco van Rensburg op Groot FM 90.5.
Two dedicated environmentalists in north of Johannesburg are leading a clean-up revolution to clean up the Four Ways and Lone Hill area in particular. Sean Williams and formerly unemployed Lovemore Robson removed more than, 143,000 kilograms of garbage from drainage pipes, riverbeds, drains and streets within 3 months. These two greenies have set up a cleaning business, Live Life Always, which now has more than 20 Diepsloot residents in it, who helps clean the northern areas and keeps it clean. Williams says that they want to clean up the planet so their kids can also enjoy the beauty. Sean Williams on the line this afternoon. Sean, first of all, thank you for getting the word out there. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me, Franco. I really appreciate you taking the time on a Friday afternoon to have me on your radio.
What made you want to start with this initiative, Sean, in the first place?
Franco, I've always been very passionate about saving the planet. I've had a trust that was dedicated to endangered species, African endangered species, since 2012. And I was always extremely passionate about saving the animals that we have now in Africa, which are the big five. And then I went to the Maldives for about a month, 2 years ago, where I did turtle rehabilitation, which is, taking turtles out of the ocean that have been caught up in ghost net or plastics, and we had to, at some stages, remove their fins, or we had to put them down due to the plastic that's inside the ocean. And when I saw this firsthand and the amount of litter that is actually on the beaches in the Maldives, I came home and decided that it's my mission as a human being to make a change in the world. And I decided to do something that doesn't cost you money, doesn't cost you anything but time and love. And that was to clean up the streets, because Four Ways 6 months ago was filthy. It was like walking in a dump site.
Interesting fact, you owned Freddie the Jeans, but this doesn't necessarily mean that you aren't also in a tight financial position. And yet, Sean, you feel this urge to also create jobs during these challenging times. And while doing that, you are doing more than your share for our planet. Actually, you are putting planet Earth first. Why is this so important to you?
Well, Franco, you're correct. I'm going through very financial struggling times, and but I sit here as a human being and realize that the planet is first. I've got two young kids. I've got a 5-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old son. And they are the future of our they are the future of our planet. And, if I don't make any effort to save the planet so that they, when they swim in the oceans or they walk around the streets, I want them to have the environment that I grew up in. I grew up in the 70s where we never had plastic on the beaches. You never swam in the oceans with plastic bottles or masks or anything that was interrupting the beauty of the ocean. So, yes, it's times are tough, but I've decided to reinvent myself and make sure that I can educate people. That's the most important. Second of all, yes, employ people that are from Diepsloot, where, we think our lives are tough. These people don't have anything. They've got less than 50 rand a week to live off. So, I've decided to take them on, and through that, they can educate their community. And we can, as a human race, hopefully change the world.
Absolutely. And I love this quote. You say that you don't have to be rich and famous or the CEO of a big company to make a difference or to start an initiative like this, right?
Exactly. Francois, I was a very successful businessman. I had Freddie Jeans, like you said. I had an Italian furniture business for 20 years. I've been an entrepreneur my entire life. And I sit here today. I'm sitting in my car speaking to you on the radio. And, life is tough. But the fact is that we are all human. We've got to detach ourselves from the materialistic things in life. We are so glued to how much success we can create within our life, and we think that's what we can take to the grave. It's not. What we're going to take to the grave is enriching our souls, making sure that our generations, the generations to come, can learn from us as fellow humans.
And you actually reinvented yourself over and over, Sean, and you want this planet to be a cleaner place, and you are helping to grow awareness of recycling and plastic pollution. How important is it for the rest of the, say, 7.3 billion of us to make the same change?
Franco, that's probably the biggest and most challenging question, because the reality is I've spoken to scientists that work for WHO recently, and they thing is that if we don't, as a human race, 7.3 billion of us, if we do not make the change, Madison at 5 years old, that is probably the last generation on this planet. You know, we are the ozone, the air that we breathe, everything, not just plastic, everything that is associated to human greed and human, selfishness is destroying this planet faster than any scientist or any environmentalist would ever think. So for me, you know, the thing is for all of us, just become aware. And I know that we have to take baby steps in life. You can't, it's like saying to someone, you must lose 5 kilos in 5 days. It's not going to happen. Mm. And if you're on a strict diet, and then that always folds, it fails. You've got to just do one small thing every day. You know, don't flush the toilet that once when you go to the toilet. Don't buy plastic. Don't buy plastic bags. Recycle. Get involved in recycling. Again, also, you are from Pretoria. I'm in Joburg. Let's start our own community-driven projects where we can clean up the planet, get people involved in seeing how litter is so bad. I mean, I used to drive on every road and see the litter, but you never see it as bad until you're actually picking it up.
Hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. Sean, thank you for your time today, and thank you for the wonderful work you are busy with, and thanks for igniting the same passion in others and for educating and creating jobs in the process. You are already leaving such an important, selfless legacy behind, and we need more people like you in the world. Hope to spend time with you again soon, and take good care, Sean. Ek hoop dat die mense in Pretoria ook luister en dat hulle 'n soortgelyke inisiatief, jy weet, kan meebring hierdie kant ook.
I need to make it sustainable. I don't have money to keep this project going on myself, so I need the community to come together and help me make sure that I can grow this from four ways to the national, to worldwide. My thing is I will change the world. My team and I will change this world, hopefully, you know.
That will be wonderful. Can we find you on social?
Yes, yeah, so people can follow me on Live Life Always, Live Life Always on Facebook. You know, I've got a trust, www.swforseanwilliamstrust.co.za. I'm a non-profit organization, well, a public benefit organization. So there they can donate and they can get benefits of the Section 18A if companies want to do that. But, you know, financially it's important for us, but I just want people to change. I want people to wake up and understand that we have to do this for our children and our fellow humans. And take good care and have a good weekend to everyone that's listening.
You too, man. Take care.
Cheers,
bye.
My friend.
Cheers.
Red FM. Turn up your radio. 90.5.